up, everyone? I'm Dom.
And I'm Cal.
And you're listening to another episode of Together We Podcast. And this week marks the last week of March. And then today we're going to be talking about distractions. I'm so excited about today. I think it's going to be great content. Last week was great content. Today is going to be even greater content. Here on the show, we choose topics that encourage and inspire those who listen. So if you love what you hear each week, help someone else by starting to share the episodes if you haven't already done so.
And before we go any further, check this message out.
All right, guys. So we're actually going to get right into today's topic, which are distractions. I feel like this is going to be a little, it's going to be good for us all. And just like last week, Babe's gonna be taking it away. So
yeah, I want to talk about this distraction piece. Now, little do you guys know, we actually dealing with some stuff ourselves here.
Oh, Lord.
We're in the middle of trying to move and trying to figure out where to go. And a lot of things can come up at you at one time, and you can kind of drop the ball in an area, trying to fix an area that you feel like needs some attention.
Break that down. Make it simpler.
Okay, so something can come up at you, like our situation. We're trying to find somewhere to move. We're looking. But at the same time, we still have other things to do, like your school. We got our kids in school. We have
work.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of things that still needs to go on. Like even with the podcast, like even now we're sitting down, we're talking in the midst of it all, right? And it's like, what do you give your attention to? And you got to know what is a distraction and what is not. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what's a distraction, it can pull you away from something that's very, very important. So with that being said, I want to talk about distraction and what it is and what's the meaning of a distraction. So let's jump into it. What are they? They are diversions, they're interruptions, disturbance, they're obstacles, obstruction, interference. To distract is to divert attention from the original focus. Mm. To divert is to change direction, right? However, you could say that someone diverted your attention away from something, you could say it in many ways. Like you could say, oh, someone took my attention away, but they diverted my attention from it.
Which means they distracted you.
They interrupted my plans or something, disturbed this, you know? Those are distractions. And what do you do when those things come, right? So when it comes to a vision and distractions, when it comes to a vision, you always have distraction that's always going to be present. I'm going to say that again so it don't be confusing. When it comes to having a vision, distractions are always present. The secret to it all is being able to see the distraction. We need distraction in our lives in order to grow. I'm going to pause right there. Without distractions, how are we growing? We're not, if you think about it. Because if everything is easy, I'm not learning anything. It's just like someone that's born with a silver or a gold spoon in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? I have everything in my with hand, but I don't understand the struggle. I don't know what it means to go through. So when I go through, I'm going to be distracted by what's coming at me.
Right. It's a huge possibility that I will most definitely curl up in a ball and just give up completely because I have not, been exposed to.
Put in a position. Or
yeah.
Yeah. And feeling the pressures of what that thing is because I had someone take the pressure for me.
Yeah. And ultimately, you know, never mind. Go ahead.
When you exercise an issue, when you know how to deal with that issue, say for instance, I'm dealing with not knowing where to go or what the next plan is. I need to know how to counter that. I need to know how to fight against that. How do you fight against that? Well, what I'm learning is that my faith is everything.
Yes.
If I have faith and I see a distraction, I got to understand that this distraction is only here for me to recognize my growth and my potential.
And y'all, what I will say for me, going through a situation where you don't know what's next. And for parents, I feel like it's so much harder because our jobs are to protect and to provide for and to take the weight off of and all of those things that make up who we are as parents is challenged, in my opinion, when we are in positions where it makes us feel as though we're helpless.
Yeah.
Because if I'm helpless, that means that I don't have
the strength
to be able to carry my kids. Mm-hmm. And that is where I've been and been very silent lately. Calvin, to tell you, like, I am dependent on the circumstance. There's times when we get in heated arguments, and I am from a Chicago family that is loud when we get excited. No, but
from the same place. No,
okay. We're very loud.
Yeah.
And we don't have to be arguing to be yelling in each other's direction.
Right.
And so there's times where me and Calvin, like, we can have these conversations in these heated fellowships where we're in total disagreement and I'm yelling. And then there's times where I am completely quiet. And I feel like that is when he's like, whoa.
Is everything okay? Are you good?
Like, I'm used to you being, you know, I'm used to you being loud and, like, you know.
Speaking how you feel.
Speaking how you feel. But when you are doing the total opposite, now I'm scared.
And that's what that could be a distraction, right? But that distraction for me is like is growth.
Yeah.
Because I'm understanding, I'm seeing there's a difference. I noticed something.
Oh yeah, you did say that the other day.
I'm seeing a difference. So when you see that difference, it's like, how am I growing in this moment? How is she growing in this moment? So now I'm able to move divert the distraction away from what his original cause was, right? So the distraction is only coming.
So you distracted the distraction.
You distracted the distraction. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's kind of, it has truth to it. If you know self, if you know who you are, then you'll start to see what can actually come at you and how to move around that. Or if you don't know yourself, when that thing do come at you, you're gonna actually give in to it. So when it comes to this distraction piece, you guys, it's a good thing to actually have it, but you gotta know what to do with it. If you do not know what to do with it, it can actually mess you up. Now listen, without distractions, or should I say disturbance, we cannot gain full understanding of a trial or tribulation. I'm gonna say it again. Mm-hmm. Without distractions or disturbance, we cannot gain full understanding of what a trial or tribulation is. It's no different from what I just said. I see a difference. I understand something. I see something.
Yeah.
So I understand. Now I got the understanding in this trial and tribulation, because any other time you see something, somebody going off the hinges, it could be something else, because I haven't learned how to counter this trial. I gave in to whatever it was that was coming at me because I didn't know how to fight.
And by you saying that, it leads me to the thought of, what do we do when we are derailed? What do we do when we have given in to distractions? We have given in to those different things that are on the left and the right of us. And instead of us keeping straight, looking straight, having tunnel vision, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, you know, those situations and those seasons in life where we are diverted, we are distracted, we actually have three key points to help you guys get back on track, mm-hmm. when that does happen. And not only get back on track, but stay there.
Yeah. So I kind of want to say this really quick. And it says, I kind of wrote this out. And it says, think about when you've been in a car. We get in a car. We have in our minds where we want to go, right? And we like, oh, I know I want to go. I have the picture in mind. We can picture ourselves arriving there, doing whatever it is that we're trying to do, right? But we never think about the distractions that could happen on the way. Mm. We have a clear picture of what we want to do.
That's so good.
Like, it's so clear.
I'm going to Target. And then if I go to Target, I need to go and get some gas. I may stop at Dutch Bros, but not anticipating
what the distraction can occur. And no one wants interference happening in their plans, but it shows up. Now what? So if you plan your exercises, when it do comes, you know what to do. If you don't exercise how to strategize in distraction mode, you're going to give in every time.
That's good.
So it's like practicing, like you say, being quiet, being still, practicing praying, talking to God and letting him know, like, I trust you.
Listen.
Leaning out on my own, not on my own understanding.
I have literally, within these last few weeks, I have cried so much.
You and me both.
Because, and y'all, we have this thing, like, I have always been a type of girl who just, I think I talked about this in one of the episodes, in one of the past episodes. I don't like to cry. I don't necessarily mind actual, the cleansing of crying by myself, but crying in front of anybody, I just have an issue with that. And it's really hard for me to do. And that it's even the same with my husband. And so, and what I mean by that is, like, I have a hard time crying in front of him as well. And so, but this, just recently, I've just been crying so much because I'm like, God, I really don't want to slip and lash out because I'm frustrated and I don't know what to do and I'm trying my best not to worry and all these things.
I think I think it's beautiful. And I'm smiling over here because I was on the phone with my mom not too, like, recently before we even started the podcast.
Yeah.
And we had people praying for us.
Yeah.
When you have people praying and they're warning for you, it makes a huge difference. She said something on the phone and it struck me. And it was like, people are lining up. Mm. They're lining themselves up. My thing now, I want to ask a question to the audience and the listeners. If we're lining ourselves up, why is the distraction coming? What have we been praying and asking God for?
Mm. And what is the enemy trying to keep
you from getting? What is he trying to keep you from getting?
Mm.
And if you can sit there for a moment and just think about that, I promise you'll put fire under your belt.
That's good.
Because now you're like at a point where you're like, hold on, I've been doing this thing the wrong way the whole time.
Mm.
I need to step back and see it from a different angle. What do I need to do to counter? And the 3 points that I want to give you guys.
Yeah, 3 key points. Three key points
is going to help you. Number one, write this down if you can. If not, then go back to the podcast and listen as much as you can. Number one, one-on-one time with the Word.
Mm.
This helps you when you do not see what's coming.
Mm.
One-on-one time with the Word. The Word of God, it goes places where you, I'm telling you, places that you wouldn't even want to go. It will go there.
The Word and the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit,
it knows all, it knows everything. So what you don't see, the Word do see.
That's good.
God sees, and he's all seeing. So his Word, Jesus said it best. He said, I leave. I have to go. If I do not go, I'm taking up space for Holy Spirit because we both can't occupy the same place.
Yeah.
I did my job. I got to go. Holy Spirit got to come. I send you a comforter.
Right.
And that comforter is going to give you all things. It's going to teach you. It's going to be with you. But I did my part. I did with you. I taught with you. I now have to leave and go take another place and do something else.
Mm.
So Jesus even knew distractions is going to make them better, but he knew how to counter the whole time.
So he knew how to get through them. He knew how to
get through them. So if he knew how to get through them, he was teaching us something. Holy Spirit is here to teach us the greater things that we'd be able to do.
Yeah.
So your distraction is only here to allow you to see something, and Holy Spirit is going to allow you. So when you're spending that one-on-one time with God and reading his Word, it will come back into remembrance. It's a scripture that's in the Bible. I think it's 1 John 1:17. I hope I'm right. It says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you.
Mm.
The way the world do things, I don't do those things. So do not let your heart be troubled. Do not worry.
That's good.
Distractions will cause worry.
Right. Yeah.
And if that scripture said, I give you my peace, I leave you with peace.
Right.
I don't do it the way the world do it. So why are you worrying?
Mm-hmm.
These things only come in, like, these distractions are happening in the world.
You want to know something? I was looking at a video that Ty Tribbett did just recently. We were talking about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But I bring that up because he said something. He was like, for those of us who are Christian, we realize that we're supposed to be in this world, but not of it. He said, but there's some seasons where living up to that expectation is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that, and I feel like that is that saying. I feel like it speaks to this current, what we're currently talking about, because if we're supposed to be in this world or not of it, and that means that we are human, so we're actually on Earth, and where we have every function that every other person has, and we go through issues like everybody else have, but we have something. Our responses shouldn't be the same.
It shouldn't be the same.
But I think about that, sometimes it's difficult for those of us who realize and know that we're not supposed to give in to worry. What we believe, the word, he says, cast all your cares on me because I care for you. Mm-hmm. Your cares equating worry, things that you can worry about if you are holding them. And so it's, we're not supposed to be anxious for anything.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But sometimes when you're in the midst of an anxiety-filled world, it can be difficult for us to just be in the world and not of it.
And that's key. You said something that struck me. You were saying how the scripture came up. The word was coming up as you was talking when you say, I'm faced with this and these things are coming. But the word come up. You spend that time. The word is the one that's going to come up and allow you to move and to shift things. The enemy, it says, the Bible says, resist the enemy, he'll flee.
Yeah.
Distractions are coming for you to respond, for you to react. Your reaction, how you react is your reward. And if you don't know how to counteract that thing, you'll find yourself in a place where you're like, hold on. I've been here too many times.
Listen.
And sometimes the scary thing is you can recognize where you are and still don't even have the solution to even get out. You can recognize, I've been here so many times and you're still in the same rut.
But that sounds stuck to me.
Which brings us to number two.
Which is look for the exit.
You have to look for an exit.
There's always a way of escape. Y'all.
Always.
And you don't want to be in the park mode. Listen to this. You don't want to be in park mode, not moving. Distractions are destruction in slow motion.
Key. So key. And I love the fact, I heard that quote from Dr. Mike Freeman years ago. He said, distractions are destruction in slow motion. It was so good, you guys. I took that thing, blew it up, made a poster out of it. I was working at a school, right? Eighth grade. Mm-hmm. Blew that joke up, put it on the wall for the kids to read. And do you not know that that quote is so powerful that the school people wanted me to take it down? They wanted me to take it off the wall. And I was like, it's an awesome quote. It ain't out of the Bible. But just listen to that. Distractions are destruction in slow motion. I didn't understand why you wanted me to take it down. The distraction was this. They wanted me, I should have still, I took it down because I was thinking about my job.
Mm-hmm.
But if that right there is powerful alone, and it has structure.
But the
why
thing
did distraction come at me to take it down? I got distraction. I got distracted and I gave in.
I don't think you got distracted. I don't think you gave in. What you were doing is being wise. Because what wisdom is not is you rebelling and leaving it up there.
Yep. And
then but no, exactly. So now your opportunity to teach these kids that distractions are destruction in slow motion. Now, because you were rebelling against those who actually A, pay your pay, stamp your paycheck, B, that have that are a part of the powers that be.
I would have went the other way.
If you would have went the other, now you would have been fired. You wouldn't have the opportunity to be around these kids to show them that model.
That's good.
So taking it down, no, you didn't. You didn't give in to destruction, but that was wisdom.
And I didn't even see it from that angle. I never even looked at it from that angle.
Yeah.
Because if I would have gave in, did the opposite, I would have been destroyed slowly.
You would have.
Even my character after that, because then think about it. Well, we told him to do something at the job, and then
exactly.
They got a call back.
Exactly.
Like, oh, he didn't respond back to correction.
Exactly.
And I'm like, that's not who I am.
And see, that, before we go to three, that is what is so important about us as Christians. It's so important for us. It's so important
for us to look for the right exit.
No, absolutely. But it's so important for us to be very mindful of our behavior. Mm. when it comes to living in the world and not being of it, we have to stop throwing our agendas on people who don't believe.
That, you know what?
Seriously, because that it's the same thing. It's the same thing as being a throwing the Bible at people. And they're not going to want to know what church you go to. Actually, if they do ask you, it's because they don't want to go there, because if you acted like this,
everybody else must be acting like that, and therefore I'm going to act like that too.
And so we have to stop that. We don't have to be weird.
So not only look for exit, but how am I exiting? That's good. Because I can have the way out. I'm going to give you peace of my mind.
And even create the way out. And you think, okay, well, ain't nobody going to treat me like this because I'm God's child. But
have you ever felt like, have you ever felt like you validated to say that? Like, how dare you treat me like this? Or feel that way, like, you know who I am?
Yeah.
And just like this thing, but you feel it, but at the same time, God, do you want me to respond like this or act like this?
Exactly.
Because I could be responding and I was in the wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be responding a certain type of way. I'm a child of God, but you was in the wrong. Am I your enemy because I tell you the truth?
Because I told you.
So I have to look at that. And that I ain't looking at it from that angle. You got some good nuggets there, baby.
You're funny.
No, I'm serious. That was really good. Not only do I have to look for the exit that God made a way of escape, but I also got to go out with integrity.
Go out with integrity.
I can't do it my way still. Oh, God.
Because those people are going to be your references. Not references, but those people are going to...
They got to speak on how...
They have to speak on your behalf.
Number three. Oh my God, it's funny to speak on your behalf. Number three is always speak positive.
Always speak positive.
Always speak positive. Your words have power, and these situations come to get your attention, which is your energy. Your words have power. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen something come up, like I'm going to use the car example. We're on our way to Popeye's. You're driving, and somebody ran the light, and you know they had a light, but you wasn't going to get hit, but they ran the light. They just ran it. And you just like, now you know, good away. And you saying all this stuff, but not even thinking about the fact that you didn't get hit. And you said all this stuff. Your words have power. Do you not think that you're going to have to live through that again? You're going to experience another person running through a light. And you're going to feel this thing come up at you. And how you going to respond? Or you're saying something, oh my God, something always happening. It's always happened. The same distraction, but you're saying it.
I've been guilty of saying that. And
this always happens. It's always the same thing. But no, step back and look at it from different lenses, 3D. Learn that from Pastor Keon. Shout out to you, Pastor Keon. Learn it from him. Look at it from 3D. He got this book called The Shift. If you don't got it, you guys, I recommend you go get it. It's a good book. He said, evaluate your decisions in 3D. When you do that, you'll see all angles, front, back, every angle, everything. And then you make the right decision.
That's good.
If you cannot step back and see the angle from 3D, then maybe you shouldn't even be dabbing in what you're dabbing or even be where you're at, because every decision takes some type of thinking behind it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just jump into stuff and they don't think, and they got to think on the fly. And your mind might even though we all have the ability to think on the fly, but some people are faster, some people are slower, some people are at different levels. And you cannot just jump into something really quick and be like, oh man, I'm gonna go right. And you go with the first thing. And then that first thing that you do was not even step one or two. You're doing step five, and you're supposed to be on one.
Right.
So
confusing everybody.
You have to plan for your move. And speaking positive has a lot to do with that. You have to speak what you want to see. I don't care what that thing, okay, God, this, yeah, it looks like this, but it's different though. Oh my God, this is not the same. So this is over here, this is over there. You're able to see what that thing is from afar before you make a decision or say something that's going to actually keep that thing right in front of you for another test or trial.
Right, right.
So
right.
You have to speak what you want to see to the situation with God's word and your faith believing. Sure. And when you're doing that, now you're able to move with the shift, with the tide. You're not being able to be lagging behind. I heard someone say this. You want to constantly keep moving forward. Because the minute you stop moving forward, your past will catch up with you. And when your past catches up with you, you feel stuck and paralyzed because that's all you see is your past. But all you have to do is just get up, take up your bed and walk. Just keep moving forward. When you're moving forward, you will not get hit. Distractions are going to come, but they're not going to hold on to you and keep you in one spot.
Right.
So you have to know how to counter these things. So I'm gonna give you the last 3 points. I'm gonna say it again before we wrap
that was
this
the last
up.
Point, babe.
The last point was always be positive. I'm gonna just wrap it with the three.
Recap.
So it's number one, always speak, one-on-one time with the word. This helps you when you see things coming, right? Number two, look for an exit. You always have to look for an exit. God giving us a way of escape. Number three, always speak positive. Your words have power to every situation. It wants to take your energy. So you got to know how to put the energy where it needs to go.
And when it comes to our vision, we have to stay focused.
Yes, yes.
Look, no giving in to distractions in this next season of our lives. We will recognize it, and then we will apply the three keys that we've given you guys today. We're going to do this.
Yes, we got this, you guys. Next time we talk, we're going to be hearing testimonies from people. Not even people, just even ours. Like our situation that we're in right now.
And we'll let y'all know. We may
even believe in God for some things, y'all.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it when those times.
We're going to talk about it. And I'm glad we recorded this because now we're able to go back and be like, remember we were talking about distractions? We were dealing with some things, you guys. But look at God. The prayers of the righteous are always, I'm telling you, they always being heard. And God hears us every time we pray, y'all. So whatever it is that you guys are facing, let God hear it. Give us some prayer warriors. Make sure you guys get together. Y'all pray.
Do your best not to be distracted.
Do your best not to speak negative.
Yep.
And always read that word because I'm telling you, that's what we need right now. The word of God is what's going to help us in this next day and season that we're going into.
Look for that exit and be mindful how you exit. We love you guys. Until next time.
Always speak faith and live by faith.
And always make sure that you are... he looking at me, so he just distracted me.
That's a good one. I like that.
Share the episodes, you guys.
Yes.
Reach out to us. You know, those of you who are already a part of the Together We family, you know that we're on Instagram and Facebook at Together We Podcast and Twitter, Together We _. Love you guys. Until next time. Bye.
God bless.
He will watch it and hold his word. And just as my foot begins to lead, I help him into you. Deep to see, deep to see, together we. Living our faith out loud, living our faith out loud, living our faith out loud.